There was one bishop, Fulton J. Sheen, who won an Emmy for his show, Life is Worth Living. And on the dais, when he received his award, he said, I would like to thank my four writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And afterwards, at the soiree, the little reception, he met a comedian. And he was so enthralled by this comedian, he said, I love your work. Thank you for bringing so much joy into the world. And the comedian looked at him and said, Bishop, thank you for taking so much joy out of it. We laugh because religion has, like most parents, a reputation of taking joy out of life. I think because we don't do it well. How many great artists, dancers, sports personalities have to think, now I have to take out my paintbrush, wash it for 37 seconds, make sure I paint a straight perpendicular line to the following wall? Or how many sports person thinks, now it's a 100-meter dash, I have to flex my muscles, put one foot in front of another? They don't think. They do it automatically. They do it as artistry. Religion and belief in God should be the same. The Ten Commandments should be absolutely useless to you. I didn't get up today and say, gee, I hope I don't murder anybody. Thou shalt not kill. Oh, I hope I keep that one today. No one thinks, I hope I don't rob a bank. Oh my God, it's been a long week. I need the money. We don't think. The Ten Commandments are the absolute minimum. No one wants a friend who said, oh, you know, I didn't kill anyone. I didn't rob a bank. Can I be your friend yet? You're the kind of friend I want. No, the absolute minimum, the goal of Christianity is what Jesus said. Love God with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's the whole Bible. That's the goal. Now, there are rules to help us, but hopefully as you get better at it, you forget the rules and do it automatically, and the Spirit inspires creativity, and you find joy in your life. When we say the creed, there's a beautiful verse in the Viru in the creed. For us, he came down from heaven and was born of the Virgin Mary. Why was the Bible written? Why were all the churches in the world built? Why do we celebrate? For you. God doesn't need a church. God doesn't need the Bible. God doesn't need incense. What he wants and desires is our love and that we play well together. And so at the end of the Slujba Bozhe, there's a little prayer. It's the silent prayer of the priest, and you can see it in your prayer books, but only if you open them up. I bow to the Blessed Sacrament at the side table, and I say, having fulfilled the Father's plan, fill our hearts with joy and gladness. If you don't have joy and gladness in your heart, you're doing religion wrong. And if all you're thinking about is the church tells me don't do this, it's like the teenager who says, my mother is unreasonable. She wants me to go to sleep on time, eat healthy, study hard so I can have a good life. All I want to eat is junk food and party and ruin my life. What an unreasonable woman. Sometimes the church is like that. If you look carefully, it's about your happiness. The goal of the great fast is not to be hungry. The goal of the great fast is to transform your life. So give God a break. Think well about religion and ask yourself the question, is the reason that it doesn't work for me or that it's boring is because I haven't been doing it, because I haven't been praying, I haven't been listening and praying the scriptures, I haven't been thinking, and I think too much about the rules of what you shouldn't do instead of looking at the great opportunities for me to grow as a person, as a man, as a woman, as a husband, a wife, a friend. Learn to grow. Don't look at the commandments. Don't look at what you shouldn't do. If you focus enough on the great opportunities that the author of life has given you, you won't even think about the things you shouldn't do. You'll be too busy doing what you should be doing, having fun, enjoying life, praying to your God, and just loving Him and loving your neighbor. Slava Jesus Christus.